You see, the cave museum, where it stops being brown brick and starts being red brick, that building was built there by Clarence Owen. Clarence Owen owned the hotel. Harry Thomas owned the cave. And the Thomas family had done some interesting things with that cave. G.A. Thomas, the old man, had established a generating plant in the river in the cave. He put in a ramjet pump that pumped water into a water tower that sat down there just by the entrance to the Thomas House. The base is still there now. That served the city as water, and the electrical system gave Horse Cave the second set of electric street lights in Kentucky. He was the inventor. His son, Harry Thomas, was the promoter. And in 1913, Harry Thomas opened the cave, Hidden River Cave, to the public. But not before Clarence Owen, who was his rival, and I don't know the reasons behind the rival, except they were just jealous of each other. Clarence Owen built this building that is the right-hand part of the cave museum, right in the face of Hidden River Cave. And they fought like cats and dogs. One day, there was a crowd of men on what we call Pierce's Corner, down here where Water Street comes into Main Street, right across the street from Harry Thomas's house. Harry Thomas was walking down Water Street, and as he passed the crowd of men, he felt a knife go in his side. He turned, and the older man who ran was Clarence Owen. And so he was not badly hurt. He chased Clarence Owens down and caught him up about in front of the bookstore, I'm told, out in the middle of the street, and beat the living hell out of him. Clarence Owen was taken to Louisville, where he remained for 30 days. The story was he was recovering from his wounds in the hospital. Well, he comes back to town and sues Harry Thomas for mail in the Hart County Court. And on the day of the trial, a well-dressed stranger appears in the courtroom. Nobody knew who he was until he was ready to testify for Harry Thomas. His testimony was that Clarence Owen was not in a hospital for the month. Clarence Owen was in a whorehouse for the month, spent the month in a whorehouse. Well, now, for years I've heard that story and it didn't ring true. That being expensive, I expect that would cost more than a hospital stay, from what I know of the rates in both. And it jarred, you know, until about 3 years ago, young Harry Moran came to town. Young Harry Moran lives in Louisville. He was raised in Horse Cave, and young Harry is 90, I think about 97 now, still hale hearty, and has a good memory. And he wanted to walk over Horse Cave with me and Carrie Short. Carrie brought him down. And he wanted to talk about where he had been, things he had done. Turns out his father, old Harry Moran, had run first an ice plant and then an ice cream parlor up here in the Ocean Breeze building where the Hensley Law Office is now. And Clarence Owens built the Midway Cafe for Harry Moran's mother. And she ran it for a number of years, starting sometime in the 20s. Well, Harry was, we'd walk by all these places. We'd walk by Will Bell's, where Will Bell lived. He'd stop and he'd talk, this and that. And we sat down on a bench in front of the post office. The hotel was still here, in ruins, but still here. And as we sat and looked over there at that hotel, "Tom," he said, "Did you know Clarence Owens owned the whorehouse in Louisville?" I said, "No, but tell me about it." It seems that he had a mistress in Louisville and had bought a house and had set her up in business. So it becomes entirely possible that he spent the 30 days in such an institution. And if you knew Blanche, you knew probably why. But he said, "When I went to Louisville, I met a fellow from Horse Cave, and the first thing he did was show me the sights. And that is one of the building, one of the places we saw was Clarence Owens' establishment in Louisville. And set her up as a madam, and she had a chain of houses." Well, there was no conviction in the mutilation case.